oil production is almost tapped out. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what officials in Saudi Arabia are saying following a visit by President Biden. He had said the kingdom was willing to pump more.
A key focus of the trip was oil and whether one of the world's largest oil exporters would ramp up production. Saudi officials claim that oil production itself did not come up during the meeting and the summit.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Before the trip even happened, an overwhelming majority of voters polled by Fox News didn't like how President Biden was handling the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia because of its human rights record. The new poll also finds that almost all voters are worried about inflation and expect the economy to get worse. A bustling neighborhood in the nation's capital was the site of a deadly police shooting. A man was killed last night by an off-duty officer after he was allegedly seen pointing a gun in the wharf area.
At this point, all the information is very preliminary right now, and we're just really kind of digging into what exactly happened here. We have members of our internal affairs bureau that's on the scene, and they will be leading the investigation.
Police Chief Robert Conti. A SWAT team in California shot and killed a homeless man. Trent Millsap was wanted for the murder of a NASCAR driver.
Police in California say 37-year-old NASCAR driver Bobby East was stabbed to death. It happened Wednesday as he was filling up at a gas station near Los Angeles.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Reports out of New Mexico that four people were killed when a helicopter belonging to a sheriff's office went down yesterday near the city of Las Vegas. The first responders were heading to Albuquerque after helping crews battle a wildfire. The NTSB is investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Mexican drug lord is behind bars waiting to be extradited to the U.S. Rafael Caro Quintero was behind the kidnapping and murder of a U.S. drug enforcement agent in 1985. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison, but he went free after serving 28 after his conviction was overturned. A higher court reinstated it, but Caro Quintero had already vanished. Last week, he was captured by the Mexican government. June was another busy month at our southern border. Customs and Border Protection says there were 207,000 migrant encounters.
It was men, women, children, pretty alarming and concerning in person to see young mothers carrying toddlers and babies across the river. We saw the Border Patrol agents separate the group based on the country where they're coming from. Most of them, our understanding, coming from Venezuela, Cuba, and Colombia.
Fox says Matt Finn, more than 92,000 migrants were expelled last month under the Title 42 public health order that the White House would like to end. The battle against fossil fuels is ratcheting up in California.
A number of cities in the state have banned new gas stations, and now Los Angeles is looking to do the same thing as well. And the idea is that if you can't build new stations and the existing ones start to shut down, that's going to nudge drivers towards electric vehicles. However, some analysts tell me it could be economically crippling to certain groups. And this becomes about equity. As more suburban locations adopt the policy, that's also where new affordable housing communities are being built. And the fear is the population that can't yet afford an electric car will have to go searching for gas.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. Cubans are camping out at gas stations, sometimes for days, even weeks. The fuel shortage largely affects diesel used by heavy vehicles and classic cars. Cuba receives much of its fuel from Venezuela, but shipments have diminished. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.